serenity tonight. Before I lose what I'm trying to say. Patience, patience. I'm begging heaven every day.
Maybe I'm learning slow. Maybe that's just how growth goes. Teach me how to breathe and wait.
WRFUL, Peter Bannon.
And like I said before, thanks so much for tuning in to me, everybody. You're on live in the studio with us today. Before I get started, you know what I got to do? I got to go over my legal ID like I do at the top of the hour every time we come on. And it is WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community. Views expressed are those of the speaker and guests, and they are not intended to represent WRFU UCIMC. How's everybody doing today? And before I get started, you know what I gotta do? I gotta introduce who's in the studio with me. And today, Draper is here.
Hey, 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 how y'all doing? Good afternoon, good people. You know, through this little rainy situation, we just hoping that everybody's in good spirits and trying to figure out what this shift is and what it's doing to us, and hoping that it's taking us to a great place today.
Hopefully. Absolutely. You know, yesterday was that, Yesterday was that eclipse that happened over there. Do you think that got anything to do with anybody's regularity, mood swings, anything like
Absolutely.
That today?
Absolutely. You can feel it. Mm. You know, I don't, like I say, some are probably affecting a little deeper than others. I just feel like when these cosmic shifts happen, it really does certain, you can feel like different changes. Either you elevate it or you still in a, you know, a trapped position spiritually where you know, something is hindering you, something has got you afraid. It's like, it's different mindsets, because if you sometimes that a long time, you get to hearing really what the problem is or what, what is hunting your mind. So how do you deal with that? My method, like I say, that's why I'm grateful for my relationship with the Most High, because without that installed in my soul and I know where he at with me, I know right now this stuff is almost can drive people crazy, because the worldly things is not being attainable at easier access. And I think that is truly causing some type of irritation, because a lot of things is getting taken away and separate, and it's not a consistency of how we're used to seeing a life to where, you know, you're seeing just true growth and a consistency, and a lot of people getting left behind, you know. So just even coming around and seeing just the homelessness in these weather conditions, and then just knowing that people can ride by and just say, hey, man, sorry you're going through that, and just keep going. I mean, it's just the heartless stares or look at you real bad when you soaking wet, got a bag on. I mean, just seeing the spirit and of the people today is just crazy. Because like I say, when I'm seeing these abandoned buildings that's got plenty enough space that nobody is using, and just to be wicked and evil and not allow it to be useful, and it will help the communities to get these people off the streets where they got somewhere to go in and sit down and actually study and build and have different class of educations and peoples to come in, because y'all know what it takes to shape somebody up. Do y'all want to do it? You know what I'm saying? Because if it's funding out there to do so much other things that's irrelevant to people succeeding and growing, man, we need to really start looking into stuff. Because if it's properties and stuff that's just set with so much square footage in there that you knowing that can hold 200, 300, 400 people or 100 people, you know, why is that place still sitting there with the boarded up, and nobody can just actually approach it to purchase it at fair market price, instead of trying to make it impossible? Because it's like strategic closing off on the lands that will bring those culture of people in there to live. It's like that's a bad, you know, look to bring around your businesses and stuff when somebody going through a struggle.
I'm just going to tell you this. I hear about, you know, wanting or needing that spaces for people, you know, and we're talking about the homeless population or just people that's without, and just people right now that's really going through, because, you know, nobody's living situation at this point in life is secure. And I don't care who you are, because a natural disaster can come through tomorrow and take everything from you. So Let's go back to what you're talking about, like the need for people to have this supportive option. I don't even think that should be a supportive option as a need. Realistically, people need, and it's not about, like, I'm not trying to get your feedback on that. It's about the fact that everybody deserves their own home.
Absolutely.
Everybody deserves to be in your own situation where it's your peace and your promise, because this is what it's entitled for everybody. It's not just, you think about if that's the whole means of it, us proposing to get a living situation and living quarters, there's 100 different organizations within this community, all of which I'm sure got grant writers, got all the things that they need, but that's not even happening. So why is it not happening? That's the real question. Why is it not happening when you've got all these organizations who are applying for these means and money for housing?
But not,
they already applying for, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
right.
They're applying for what they say they're going to do. And then now we see that they've got it. Now, what have you done? Because now you're talking about money that's supposed to be allocated for a year at a time being allocated for just a few months. And that's supposed to be enough. That's not enough. To get a person,
like,
even
the,
hold on.
The,
a, hold on a minute. Let me
following Big Brother.
That's so. Not even enough to get a person started in living. You're giving them a place to stay, but you're not giving them the tools that they need. If credit repair is one of the things that got this person in the situation, don't you think you should offer credit repair as one of your case management things, one of the motives that you got to bring them in? If learning how to keep house is one of the things, don't you think we need a center that works with people on how to keep up their house? If you need, these are the things that we need. And y'all have done a study in this community where you know what the needs are. Y'all did a needs assessment here. So this is what I'm saying. A needs assessment was already performed and done. Based on them needs, y'all was allocated funds. Based on the funds, where we at? That's my question. Where are we at based on the allocated needs of the funds with the community that we have? Now you're talking about shutting down Strides, or Strides getting allocated a certain amount of money just to stay open for a little while. Now you got all these other agencies that's out here flip-flopping. What are you? Are you a shelter? Or are you a temporary housing situation for people? Because I don't know which one it is. Based on the population of people that are homeless out here in the streets, can't nobody tell me y'all fulfilling every need for everybody. Y'all don't have a gross negligence of population of these people that's out here that need these services. We're not in no huge city like Chicago. We ain't in no big city. So this is what I'm saying. Y'all have got the funds. What have you done with it?
Right. So, like I said,
what have you done with it?
When you seeing a corporation show you complete, you know, corruption,
right,
from the top, you don't think the little brothers and sisters gonna pick up some of the ways? Because why really do the right thing when I can keep chaos and use chaos as programs to keep people behind? Because if your problems and struggles are so rough that I can create a Skyping type program to just give you maybe 4 to 6 weeks or maybe 2-3 months,
yep,
and you thinking I'm finna really take you somewhere different than where you at, and at the end of your little contract to state that,
right,
I looked out for you for 3 months, you back in the streets or homeless or even
again
in a worse position.
Again.
You know, it's so horrible, like I said, to have all this technology and these devices. They give you iPads and phones. Why don't you load them up with curriculum so they got different, you know, resources and buttons and things on it so they can push it and start moving forward? Make it simplified, especially for a homeless. It should be things to where they can actually truly work on something instead of have to wait to a job fair to come into the shelter and have mercy and may want to do some garbage disposal, you know, some whatever. But if nobody is getting the proper attention and care to really develop their change, because remember, you're talking about people who've been beaten, strangled, and scalded to death, just been, life kicked them way down, you know, the substance that was allowed in these countries and implemented through all type of methods then destroyed the spirit and people's consciousness to believe, think, or even know how to live correctly. We living like savages because we're programmed to chase all things that don't matter. So now when it can't sustain the trick, because people ain't getting a chance to accomplish a lot of these things that they making you risk your life for. You seeing artists and things like that who we thought that was so much of special and had the best song, but find out that they're sick people. Mm. You know, then it make you think different when you like, wow, I didn't know that you was doing that with children or elderly people or something that just was, you know, because we accept so much of all these worldly mundane things and the creations from the devil so easily. So then when you get hurt, when you can't receive a reward from something that wasn't really meant to bless you, it's to really test you and see if you're going to lower your standards to fit up under somebody's feet, mentally and spiritually. Once I got you mentally and spiritually, the rest going to fall. The physical is always weak. You know, then you surrounding yourself amongst people who's damaged and destroyed because ain't nobody want to tap in. Mm. Everybody want to be mad, throw slugs, and bring up old past behaviors that they tied to. Who are you?
You know,
because to continuously work on individuality and, you know, humanity and all these different things to make individuals a best person. But what if you creating all this great image to go out there to a mass of people that ain't even there themselves? Mm-hmm. So you run into a brick wall of falseness that, because anything that's true will show truth bills of what it extend on. The truth is the truth. The rest of those spinoffs and, you know, misleading and directing people in false areas where you knowing the assistance is not there, shame on y'all for doing that. Because it crushes these people when you see them and you walk out and they say, hey, man, do you know any other resources, man? I can go sit in and get something to eat and probably don't be talked to like I'm crazy or pushed out because, you know, my clothes ain't smelling good today. And instead of, you know, it's the assistance and caring, people go to judging and just making somebody feel like they ain't worth living. And that's a scene like where it's designed to just figure out what somebody's downfall is and just kick them. Kick them until they almost can't breathe. But when the Most High is in that person's life, I promise you that the effects of this, it's going to really rattle, because it ain't going to go the way you think it is. Mm-hmm. You might cause a little problems, but this stuff going to wake up a lot of people. They say there's a storm that happened in Mississippi. Did you hear about that? That it destroyed the whole city down there, Fort Wood or something. It was just a real bad, you know, and I'm wondering, like, it's just crazy how some of these places is getting some of the stuff that's happening to them, you know. Because maybe the universe and all these changes, because they know our culture ain't strong enough to do it. We ain't figured it out, so the Most High got to step in. Because we I don't know what we're afraid of rising, but that's the only person that's going to be able to really take the results of land vengeance. Because we so discombobulated, I don't think we'll even know how to even stand up and look in each other's faces. But we got to practice best good behavior. So to clean up the spirit, that's definitely some inner work individuals got to do. Nobody can do any of that for you. I can only share mine, what I had to do.
Right.
Like I say, and you have to clean a lot of your spaces that's clouded with a lot of stuff that we may got accustomed to and thought it was just truly was, you know, what was supposed to be in your life with that. So, you know, like I say, it's every day. I don't know.
Right. Let's circle back, because that was a lot that you just gave up. And it was valuable information, but let's focus on something at hand. Okay. Because now, you know, we got 45 minutes left in this show. So I'm just like this. We came in on the conversation, like, what is going on? How are people allocating and spending the funds that they're actually spending right now? And do we see the benefits of them spending the money that they're spending? Obviously not. While we're talking about, that is why we are talking about the homelessness situation right now. Now we're talking about what standards need to be put into place. What needs to be put into place in order for people to grow? Because you were talking about, you know, maybe they should have tablets and tests and, you know, different
the
categories.
Tablets will have all the
right. But this is what I was going to say. But this is what I was going to say. What about the people that can't read? Because that's the majority of the population that we're seeing.
The tablet reads the material for you. They got this technology to another level. You can push read my documents and it'll really read it out loud for you.
Okay, so reading is also one side of comprehension. Now, what if you dealing with somebody who can't comprehend? You know what I'm saying? Well, so now you got to think about all the different areas that this person needs to be catered to get them to the next level. Right.
Well, if you accept that, if you consistently accept that form of illiteracy of not trying to know anything, that's a personal choice. So when people are trying to get information because gatekeepers hold it and it discourages them from asking people because everybody always get them misinformation or acting like they ain't got time to really break down some things, you know. But, you know, if somebody choose to not try, that's I don't know what more to do to nobody like that. I think you got to go through some lessons in life to where you might have to really, really feel the whip of a downfall moment, you know, because if you never really been through the trenches and really know what it takes to really grind from the mud, then, you know, you always have a false reality and belief like, you know, things going to just fall in your lap. You got to put your work in. It's not coming. I don't care if you go in and cry and tell the worst story about where you at. Some people going to ask you, what do you know how to do? So if you say, well, I don't know how to do nothing.
So let's go on the flip side of this.
Okay.
What if you got a person that you're constantly running into, and this could be several of them, that are just milking the system for what they are right now?
Right.
Because a lot of people will stay in this homeless state.
For years.
For years. Because they know that another person will work it out for them. How do you decipher? Because I think that's a real, that's a discouragement when you're talking about funding and funding options and you're seeing the same people come through the system or come through for that specific support over and over again without ever getting a footing. You know what I mean?
Okay, we know we got a heavy substance problem, alcohol problem, pills problem, you know, and then just truly no other options to go for any therapy or something that that don't cost you an arm and a leg.
Sometimes that ain't somewhere
hidden the cut where you didn't know that was an office to help people who struggling with the conditions they have. Because a lot of these services, you don't know who really does what, because that's not a boots to the ground invitation where people will know that truly that these services for this condition is truly here at all times. And it's not no judgment or separation that if you, you know, as long as you come in with the criteria that's needed to fit to be treated, you will be treated.
Right.
You know, but so. Now to get the mentality of people to want to actually show up for their schedule time when you are letting the dough to be assisted. Because people ask for so much of assistance. And then when it's on them to make everything that will make that go through possible, they fall short.
So how many times do you give a person a chance to do that?
I mean, I believe you eliminate yourself out because after so long when the class is moving on and say if you have a nice amount of students in there, clients, and you develop it and move to where information has been given out and they start to receive it and I got this group moving forward and you want to keep coming with an excuse. Because when you come into an instructor or anybody's, you know, classroom or seminars or stuff, you don't want to come in halfway, you know what I'm saying? Because you might have missed probably the main ingredients for where you can understand the rest of it. So
So like I said, how many times do you give people the opportunity?
Man, you know when somebody don't want to do it. Like today's time, you don't have time to really be trying to play games with nobody because it's serious, super serious right now. And I don't know how serious it is to other people, but if they're not looking at what is going on, you know, gas is $5.
Right. I mean, I don't think people are because that's one of the things that I think continues to go on. The homeless population thinks that if you're if you're doing anything besides what they're doing, that you're in a better situation. Mm. So they're not looking at you like how they would look to their bro or their homie or their girl that's sitting right next to them. They looking at you like any situation that you in is a better situation that I'm in, right? And so this is my underlining question, because I've worked with clients for 10 years,
right,
seeing them through every chapter of where I worked at. And I've always changed a job every year, year and a half. I'm always at somewhere new. And I'm like, so you still didn't get them services yet. Right. You still didn't do this yet. And it would be at year 10, year 7, where I'm somewhere completely different, that I have to round back assist a person that I was helping 10 and 7 years ago. And that's what I'm explaining is there can never be a time limit on when this person's deciding to get this right. Because for myself and for anybody else that's been out here living, it didn't take you the first time. It took you more than that one time. It took you more than 3 times. It took you more than 4 times. It took you more than 5 times. And I think sometimes is what we're encountering is people that are tired of doing the work. Because if you're tired of doing the work, that means I'm not finna put in effort with this person.
Okay, once you see and that, that's energy, what I'm, that it, energy that that's, if I know you didn't gave up.
And that's what
that's,
I'm saying.
That's you can't.
No,
be,
I'm talking about with the worker. If the
worker mentality is to get the energy and the performance out of people is at a low, because sometimes I can just be realistic and people probably say, I've been working all these hours to give my money to another bill or something coming up. I've been working out, especially if people have kids, family, vehicle expenses, all other things that's needed. But if somebody just say, hey, man, listen, I can go to this shelter, man. Now, look, they give me food, whatever. I don't care if it's the lowest budget food. Mm-hmm. I'll take a sandwich with some chips and a juice.
Right.
But I don't want to go through the rat race like y'all doing, to where, I got to, tear myself down to still basically almost be just almost close to homeless. Because you got to work again to get some money to pay all the bills. So you just a worker. The only reason you maintaining probably in a house and in a car is because you doing that labor.
The job.
You know what I'm saying? But that's controlled labor systematically set up to allow you just to work to pay for those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when those who do come with different little strategies, maybe body can take the fuse and invest in other niches that compound interest. Here we go, having other knowledge and education and stuff brought to the table, so where they can say, well, how did you take 500 and turn it to 15,000? But I'm like, it sounded easy off when you're trading, but you got to take time and knowing how to actually get in and out of these trades. Everybody ain't teaching. They want your money so they can do it for you. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they make it. When they ask you for a percentage of how much you're trying to make. So if they know how the market goes and they want to raise the amount on the pips, so I can make your money back and then everything extra I put over to the side for me, because we had an agreement on what you asked me to make. And everybody ain't telling you the secrets to that. But if you learn your own P&F charts when you're talking about stocks, you'll know how to see this market and do it yourself. They're not sharing that game. They want you. Most people want your money to operate and perform tasks that's supposed to be financially stable. You and Shutterstorm me, giving me the fishing rod and teach me how to fish. Don't give me no fish and thinking I'm satisfied, because that will be digested in this time for more. So when you dealing with a system that knows how to strategically control all your growth, 8 to 12 hours, that's a long time doing one thing. But what if you can multitask? Some of these jobs be so mad that you took another job, because they'll fire you because you working, even if it's on another time, an hour, just because they ain't totally got your time committed, because they need you to be totally at their waist. But be respectful, because like I said, to have a good business, you got to have good employees. Everybody ain't going to be a boss. You can be the best, loyal, good person to go in and take care of your business for you. But who's thinking about really self-sustaining? Who love they self that I'm going to wake up every day trying? I ain't going to never give up. Everybody ain't loving they self like that. So you can hear that by just some of the pain and stuff you hear on these reels behind everybody blaming it on each other. You know what I'm saying? Instead of getting off that and work on self and come in and show some brightening stuff about yourself instead of letting people see you down. I ain't saying you can share whatever you want to, but remember, a lot of people wait to see negative things or hurt and pain because that makes some people feel good. And when you constantly keep sharing things that you think people care, you're going to be let down. The Bible said that, I guess, you know, men will let you down. You know, all they got is different betrayal. So you just have to have that discernment and be able to tell the signs when somebody is headed down the wrong path. Because they will show you. It's just, do you believe it, or you feeling like, hey, you may can change them, or, you know, that might be interesting. Because sometimes we always get distracted on what we supposed to be paying attention to. And I think that's where a lot of people at outside, we've been distracted by everything. And each level, from the top level to the low level. Because if somebody's homeless and drinking and drugging all day and everybody constantly doing the same thing every day, 24/7, they wake up, how you going to come out of that? Which one of those crowds going to say, hey, man, we need to stop. Let's go. Nobody. Nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't seen none of those organizations go over there and grab some of these guys and take them to treatment and consistently work with them. You knowing they ain't got no car. You knowing you might have to do a little something extra. Go pick them up to bring them to your service. Because now we building a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody might not want somebody to get in their new car because these people close. Because you're loving the stuff. You're more, you know, loving the material or whatever that it takes to allow to stay assistance and be a servant to people. Mm. We done lost even the understanding of how I felt to be a servant to people. You know, so every day we trying to figure out some type of belief that can hopefully push us somewhere. Everybody can figure it out with the God within them and start developing they self. Find your identity and your purpose. What are you good at? You know, the distraction is being crowded with the same things that you never healed from. You never learned your lessons from. That's why it looks so the same. That's why it's boring, because it's the same thing you've been doing for most of your life. Mm. You know.
So now, since we're talking about what a person should do, like I suggested from the beginning, what are the resources that people can go out here and do themselves in order to start that? Because I do know people, and I have seen people through this community that actively participate in the homeless population.
Right.
Most of the time they're over there at Daily Bread and they trying to pick them up from Daily Bread because, you know, nobody really goes over to Strides, but a lot of people still go over to Strides to try to assist with drug and alcohol addiction, and they will pick them up and take them. I've seen that.
Right.
And I know people personally that still do it. But then, like I said, at what point does a person decide, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not going to go to that again. But then here it is, 2 and 3 years later, you run across the same person, you know, and now you want to support them in a different kind of way because they're asking for it. And this is my thing, is like, you know, you talked about like how people are out here in the community right now and really just don't know what to do for themselves.
Right.
And I think that is the real question that really needs an answer. Where do you start with yourself? Where do you start with your young people? Where do you start with wanting to grow and do something different? Then, you know, we have to take in accountability and factors such as no transportation,
right,
such as, you know, I got kids later in the afternoon, or my kids are going to be back at home, or I got a baby in the house. You take in all these different factors because life is going to keep on lifing. But my question to the people that's out here and online listening to us, where do you want to start? It's okay for me to tell you where to go and what to do, but where do you want to go and where do you want to start? You know, yesterday I told you, I think I'm burnt out on case management because I'm tired of, you know, always figuring out the next for somebody, you know?
Well,
and I think a lot of people are at that place and point where they tired of going next. They want to know, you know what I'm saying? So What can they do for themselves, do you think, is the best place to start? If you can't read, what is the suggestion that you would give somebody?
It seems like they're trying to cripple it to either.
Because they listen.
If you can't do any of those things like read or write, you must be titled as disabled or something to be able to just receive some type of a mental, as something, you know what I'm saying? Because if you can't comprehend nothing about life to sustain yourself and function and, you know, responsibilities and things like that, you have
these
to
are most of our people. I mean, most of our kids are in the 6th, 7th, 8th grade like that.
But they knowing that they also struggling with mental problems and things behind that too.
Mm.
So it's so much going on and that's not realistically judged. Absolutely, it's some problems.
Right.
You know, because when a lot of these kids go to these different arenas where certain things that they being mistreated and not really catered to.
Right.
You know, so it's a whole lot playing behind these things. And them kids feel like, hey, what's the true meaning of this? But those who push through and really have somebody encouraging them and making them understand why are you learning something, instead of just giving a kid a tablet or a book and so, and stop really trying to, you know, help them develop the reason for reading.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these kids don't even like the situations they going through because some of them be put in classes that they say out loud, this is the bad kid class.
Yeah.
So they like, man, y'all got me in the worst situation. So yeah. That sound like, shoot, I guess ain't nobody in here got to do nothing to be nothing since this the bad class. Mm-hmm. We title it just like when people say YN. Why are you going to help create names and abbreviations and stuff that's something we don't even want them to embrace because that's not cool. A young nation? Absolutely, y'all the young breed in the future. But where y'all going, that's what we concerned about. Because it start, we got so many dynamics that's rough. We got youth with violent behavior and things like that and got to know how to have control over the emotions. Then you got the brothers and sisters that fell on grace behind just life and kicked them and played in that land of what I say came from the streets and that stuff was a hook and a spell. Because all the extra little stuff that go with that, the drugs, and some people can't bounce back and ain't never gonna bounce back. And some ain't woke up today.
Right.
But how could we, there's no way we can kind of merge those because it's a mixture of what people trying to do and they creating services around where you can't merge homelessness and youth violence and, you know, because it's just too much in different dynamics where you certain ones need different attention and information brought to them than this one. Some of them need resources, job, you know, clean clothes, somewhere to get started. That's what the shelters I thought was supposed to be for if you really was there. Go get your little gig, save you some money because you ain't got to, you know, and then you try to move forward. But don't stay in there for no 5 or 6 years intentionally. Mm. I don't understand that. I mean, but what is the mental condition for somebody to just go and lay in that mindset to where this is where I'm finna be at, and then I can blame everything else because I ain't never tried. Because even when you work there, you can see the ones that don't want to get up and go to the library. There's certain things in the actions that you're going to see, but you can go to the liquor store.
Mm. Well, let me say this. We all over the place today. Let me say this. If you had a program that was entitled to run for 3 or 5 years, I could understand.
Right.
Like a person staying in the homeless situation, but they were actually doing something, which is what we've done before.
Right.
We've been in situations where we worked in shelters that, you know, most of the time they gave their clients a three-year baseline to where this is what you'll reach by year one. This is what you should reach by year two. Mm. Then you own your permanency out of here by year three, right?
Right.
That would be understandable if you're looking for a long-term option to provide them support to that level.
Right.
Because we know that that's a requirement and a need. Based on the itinerary of how they come in and what questions they answer and what they fill out, you should know what you're working with at that point.
Right.
Should you need to do a reassessment in year one and year two because you like they're not prepared by year three, maybe that's what you should do. But for the most part, people are in active programming when they're in those situations. So You know, I think of it like this. I think that everybody at this point in life needs to go through an assessment. You need to have, let me tell you what I would start with if I was you. Mm. I would start with getting an education assessment.
Right.
I would start with setting up an appointment for a therapist so you can have that first conversation so they can give you a determinant. Should you come back? Absolutely. These are areas where you can get the supportive services and the help that you're looking for to help assist you in the next steps. We've got so many people right now that find comfort in community, even though your community is toxic.
Mm.
You find comfort in going back down the street and going across the street with Larry to go drink this half or this fifth instead of you finding comfort meeting new people and being able to socialize and get yourself elevated off the streets. Now, have I seen people choose to take the pathway that is hardest, the least resistance? They chose the hardest path to take and remove themselves from their friends and places because that's one of the main things in drug and alcohol addiction.
People, places, and things.
Change your people, places, and things.
Right. And that,
if
that,
you
that's
ain't got
a,
that mental.
Imagine the confidence that you got to have to make those changes.
Exactly.
And you thinking that you don't. Because everybody that you look at and they'll say, you gone.
Right. And they be mad at
make,
you.
Right. Because yeah. It ain't a good you gone. It's really you trying to leave us and do better.
Yeah. And do better. And do better.
That's crazy.
And do better. Because like I said last week, we had this conversation last week about, you know, the transition that you'll have. Sometimes you'll be out here alone. Sometimes you're going to be by yourself for the transition. But know that the transition is necessary and needed. Know that if you make that change, you might be the propellant that was needed in order for your children to make that change, in order for your family to look and see, oh, my God, they changed. Mm. They're different. Oh, my gosh, they don't do this. They don't do that no more.
Right.
And imagine what they would do for themselves. Because sometimes, you know what I've always been told? Sometimes somebody has to see the vision in order to achieve it.
Hmm.
And sometimes you're the vision for somebody else.
Absolutely.
So if you see somebody in a situation that's in a destitute care, they need some type of guidance, never stop trying with that person is what I'm getting back to. Never stop trying to offer them assistance and help, because you know what? It'll be at that very time where you think it'll be that day when you in a rush and I got to get somewhere that you'll see a client that you used to know.
Right.
And they'll be like, I'm ready to go to here today. I'm ready to go to rehab today. All I needed was a ride and you showed up.
Right.
Oh my God. You're the ride. You're the change.
I actually know that sometimes.
Right.
Because like I said, a lot of people just need to see good behavior done without
consistency
in return,
mm-hmm.
You know, and because it makes them really feel different when they see you showing up every time. They be like, you coming back again and again and again. They be like, man, you helping me.
Consistency.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what people lose ground at right there, because they can start to help you and then see you growing
and then
get evil. Because you learning it, so now they want to make you go through hoops to get the rest of the pieces to help develop. So it's just really the mindset of the individuals you going and ask for help from. Because some people are truly a most highest angel here trying to assist people, and some people truly are on the other side.
Right.
And just want to just see and get in your business to know your struggles. And that's horrible for anybody can catch people in their down moments in life. You know, that's supposed to be your friends or stuff like that, and try to really tear you down, man. Like I said, it's just the system of how we all feel about ourselves, that how we try to treat people. Because I guess when you treat people like trash, you must feel like that.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to treat nobody who's always been good to you, assisted truly, genuinely, that you can say, one, man, this person's always been a good person, good character, and you would just want to hurt somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? People like that don't deserve good friends at that moment until you learn your lessons in life, because everybody is not, you know, there for you to abuse and thinking like they used to bad behavior because you used to being raised and treated negatively.
Right,
you know?
Right. You know, and I just need to focus in on that again,
right.
Is that sometimes you just need to be present And even when you feel like you not present for yourself, sometimes, you know, your deliverance can come from you helping somebody else.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm just like a person where I can't never turn my back on people when I know they got a genuine need for me. And it's not like I'm above anybody else, but I know I have seen results from the people that I have had in my life, the clients that I've intercepted and had to work with in my life. And you know what? It'd be at that very moment where you like, I'm done with you.
Right.
I'm done talking to you. Ain't no reason for you to even circle back on around. Don't even come to my door. Don't knock on it. But it'd be those people that you have the best relationship, and then they'll call you back like 2 years later, a year later, and be like, you know, Miss Meeker, I made it. Or Mr. Draper, I made it. You know right. what I mean? I actually got my, I remember working with this girl through DCFS, you know, and she was a single mom of two kids, and I was doing supervised visitation for these kids,
right.
and all her other clients and case managers were telling her years and years ago,
wow.
oh, you gonna fail. You know what? You ain't gonna never get your kids back. You know what? I started speaking to her every day I saw her.
Mm.
Oh, you gonna get your kids back, girl. You gonna get your kids back. Watch. Don't you know she found me on Facebook?
Man,
found me on Facebook, inboxed me, and told me that she got her kids back, got married, and had another baby.
Like I said, just being there as we grow and trying to develop to our best self. Like I say, when people see some things that's well-rounded, that they can get little tips and clues to, you know, shape and buff their life and, you know, develop a different sense of approach. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with being inspired, because we all need to be inspired.
By somebody.
You know what I'm saying? Because without something to let you know, it's worth it.
Yes.
It's truly worth it to have a good heart.
Ain't it?
It's truly worth it, you know. Because to really be in a position.
Were you a good person?
You know what I'm saying? To be a good person to somebody when they probably truly never,
never had it. Never.
You know, genuine fun, genuine vibe, genuine just everything. Because there's some people that come around, and I know y'all be like, why this person just show up? I do. You know, and it just be the spirit tell you.
Yeah.
So you can't never lie when you feel it. Because I promise the heart and the stomach has different frequencies that it does when things
Nerves.
Ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you might take it as, oh, man, what's this bubble guts? I'm scared, nervous. And the heart, when somebody got your heart, because it feel heavy, that's when you know that the betrayal, that stab, whatever, and it sits on you because it's trying to make you bitter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you fight that. And that's
yes.
what I believe that is you have to. And that's the stuff that breaks and brings down illness to the health, because when the bitter and mad and hateful you are, I believe that affects you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Your
mm-hmm.
body, your mind, everything, that has a different type of response to that. And we're not, remember, we're energy beings, you know. So
mm-hmm.
when you start to disrupt that and start adding in these negative and positive frequencies and you tampering with that, that's the effect. We've seen brothers and sisters go through stuff, maybe prison bits or just rough life can be at a certain age where you would say, hey, this person is this age and he looked like he's 90 years old.
Right on.
I'm like, man, what happened?
A lot.
So when they share that story and testimony, that's so powerful, because I'm like, man,
right.
you still here.
Mm.
So how are you going to use the fruitful wisdom and from the knowledge you gain from the experiences and articulate that to these people so they have some things to understand? Because to really be able to break down the things that harmed us and what healed you, to be realistic, because I promise you, I know
them.
Anytime we going through those rough times, I know even if you believe in it or not, you calling on some type of spiritual source. I ain't not known nobody. Father, help me. Whatever name you choose to go by, that you choosing to be faithful to and really follow to work on yourself, to allow that positive spirit to really enlighten somebody. Be a true messenger of light. And that's consistent practice on still being righteous. You're going to have to lose a lot of stuff when you choose the Most High. When you choose to be righteous, you're going to lose a lot of stuff. I don't have the same people no more. And
you're
going
to lose
dang,
a lot of people.
Well, my buddies that. But it's not a bad thing, because we
no.
learn. But I also still got respect and love for all gentlemen and men I met in my life, because those were lessons and things I learned from, just like they learned the soaked up game from a person. And, you know, I'm just grateful that the Most High allowed me a different level of what my presence will be this time amongst men and women to teach and hopefully share and build and learn. You know what I'm saying? Because we're never too old to learn.
No.
You know, and just to know that it's available to be free to accept someone else's, you know, insight and study and knowledge and that want to share. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's going to be the steps and footsteps that we take to implement anything somebody tell us. Because it's always going to come back to us. And if we're not really masterful at knowing that and willing to stand on that, then we're going to see we ain't getting nowhere.
Mm.
You know, because to have the development of, you know, we allow mental and destructive behavior, like just like thug, the title thug, that been embraced for, man, that in turn to a language. It even sound, you can tell when somebody embraced that. But when you hear brothers and sisters now who read, maybe study, you can tell that they have a different sense of vocabulary. So that was like forming of not really using too much of your brain to just easily accept most nothing stuff. And that's what we embraced and got our degrees in. That's why it's so painful when you can say somebody is a high-level dealer, a high-level executioner, a high-level robber. All these things that we mastered and brought into a blueprint, and we teach these as structure out here, which is backwards. So when you talk about Black Panthers, all these organizations that had fair chance but allowed the trick to fall in, and it seemed like we still got little kinks of it, but this got to stop, because without going back to the protectors of the community, you know what I'm saying, and the true leaders that's going to actually have the discipline, because we got the discipline. We got to get a discipline. We had the structure. We know we can't tell these shorties that we're going to beat on them, but we need to have real man conversation. I need to talk to you, bro. All this week, me and you finna go out. We finna go to the park, take some walks. I want to spend some time with you because we need to have a bill. I can't have y'all not really understanding somebody who genuine, because y'all so mixed up out here, you need to know who righteous and that you can count on, because all us need to have a phone call for somebody when it's that rough. Man, I just need to talk, bro, or sis. We need that, because without that type of guidance and us stepping up and being big brothers, big sisters, I ain't worried about what you're going through. I just want to see if I can help you get through it, because I don't want you to be a poison to the community. We trying to clean souls, not dirty them up. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing like having a good group of people who truly love, man, who want to just see they peoples rise. Y'all can have more than me. I don't even care no more. I done did that. And that still didn't make me happy.
Yeah.
So I just want to be balanced to where, you know, life is just simple to where we can barbecue and have fun like we used to, man. And we don't even get invited to no parties, nothing simple. You know, like in the backyard, I don't need to go to a whole arena. I just want to be around the good people.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? We don't even call each other out to have something, you know, because the trust factor, all that stuff is burning where that tore down the communities.
I mean, and that's my point right there. This is what we initially started out talking about when we first came on. We got about 10 minutes left.
Right.
Is the initial conversation that should have been really the purpose of this show today about what steps do we do now?
Right.
We can talk about what isn't here all the time. We can talk about the failures in the community. We ain't together. Black people don't stand up. People of color aren't connected. But what if it's just us two and another person, which makes three?
Right.
What can we do? Because I think
say,
that's the
Polk,
question.
My cousin Polk say we need to eliminate those outdated coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
That is counterproductive. We pick
tell
up.
Tell him to elaborate.
Right.
Elaborate on that, Polk, because you talking about.
I mean,
about,
we're going to have to figure out how to bring him on, and then.
I mean, he right there, though.
Yeah, but I'm like, yeah, because, or we can get
you
him
know
on
what
the
I'm
show,
saying? Because,
know,
like, that is one of those things, like I said, is where we done talking about the what ifs and ain't nobody doing their part. Now we got to talk about y'all. Because are you doing your part?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We have meetings. We meet with people. We see the community. We're out here in it. So I'm just kind of curious, what do y'all do? What do you do when you're looking at the crisis? Do you just go in the house and shut the door and hope that that bullet comes knocking on the front door before it comes in? I mean, what are you doing? You know, just the other day, and I don't even want to hit on it, but it was just a travesty that happened in the community where a baby died.
Right.
You know, and I don't even want to go too deep. I don't even want to go too deep into that. But, you know, it was from something that could have been avoided. So this is my question. What are we doing? We sit here and we have this conversation. I have met with men in Champaign, Urbana. I have been to meetings where I was the only female in a lot of them. And I'm asking questions like, why aren't y'all on the blocks yet?
Wow.
Why ain't y'all at the end of the blocks walking up and down the street every night, but you in the house or you at the club?
Well,
why is it not the circulation that you're seeing of positive male influences out here? Why do we have to wait for Lolo just to throw one event, you know what I'm saying, in order for a lot of people to show up and participate? Why can't that be every weekend?
Like I say, right? after the deception and the big trick was pulled over everybody's eyes, people learned when they went outside was they went from how we used to use sports activity, water balloons, turn the water holes on, all these different, that stuff disappeared. So the kid growing up at a pace where you had some normality has disappeared.
Yes.
So now this generation comes outside.
They don't even come outside.
Put some work in on somebody.
Right.
Out here trapping in the streets, risking your life at the most riskiest time in years to ever try to even really approach the game. Because of just all the changes and laws and the technology, you at a super risk to where you easy picking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They know what you out there for.
Right. That's why it ain't the same. But, you know, like I said, if you ain't ever been through prison and lost everything and been, you know, lost your wife, your kids, all these different things behind these bad decisions, keep playing in that game, and it's going to give you all the nightmares you never thought you'd see.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to be that crowd around that you got now that you're risking your life to impress.
Mm-hmm.
100%. You might have a few that, you know, but I guarantee it don't last that long.
Right.
So really thinking realistic as when somebody coming from those dark places to be back into society, you should be off running with everything, because we did it when you was in there.
Yes.
All the classes that they was doing, stay with that same energy. Wow. Come out here and power yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what nobody else doing. I'm going to look at everybody and see where they at, and I'm going to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take this time to sit in this class. I'm going to get this cert if I need this stuff here. I'm going to sit down and meet with the people that can really make a difference instead of complaining amongst a whole group of people that ain't even figured out the basics. I got to move into where those arenas at. They got to hear me and know that the knowledge is truthful. You know what I'm saying? They got to see the performance. So when you out here taking that step and initiative to show that you are important and a meaningful asset to the community, those are the steps, those are the actions and footprints you're going to leave. And then when the ones that you change and touch hearts, all you can do is ask them, did he really help you? And they're going to be like, I got to tell the truth. Yes, sir. And that's my badge on, is for just to know I truly did it and they know it. So I'm grateful for that. I did my job. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to be somebody to help change somebody's life. Hopefully they probably be able to get into a better place, you know, and that's the goal, you know, helping other people elevate. We're at an age now, especially us older brothers, we got to give them the best way to still stay alive, because without the teachings and jewels, would we be able to have a future with the youth that they can sustain when we gone? Because they'll be easily conquered without men giving them masculine authority conversations. And they should be strong enough to take it. It's not to hurt you, to disrespect you, but it's when it's so real, a man gets excited. That's why we had that, because it'd be so serious. Like, you can't believe it? You think this a game? Because a lot of us usually tell you stuff that we've been through. Especially if you blessed to have some brothers that been through a whole lot and then just tell you all the pitfalls of where they went, that could save you a whole lot of stuff you never got to go to. So I don't know really how y'all accept information from people who probably had some dark ways, but they changed their life. Please do not judge, because you never know who might be the professor that might have to pass you the literature to help move you forward. Because like I say, the Most High shifting and putting people in positions, and you never know who might be in one of these doors. Because if you're working towards it, he going to push us to what we need to be a servant to.
Absolutely.
You know.
That's the one thing about it, is that you're going to find out, you know what, I truly believe that the Lord gives you, places you where you're supposed to be at.
Right.
I truly believe that. I believe that if you listen to him, he'll order your steps.
Hmm.
But, and I think a lot of us are out here listening to our own directives and narratives, and that's why we're leading ourselves. It's like the blind leading the blind,
right?
Which is what you're getting now. You're getting a bunch of people who are out here who connected,
right.
But what can they do for each other besides let each other fail? So, you know, we have to get in this mentality where we want to see each other win and succeed.
Right.
And I think once we determine that in ourselves, like, I have no selfish gain, there is nothing that I want from you, honestly, other than if you can give me some type of tool, some type of educational path, some type of something to give me the hand up that I'm looking for to build my own self up. It's not me building up off of what you're giving me, like I'm stepping on you. Really, it's a hand up. You're supposed to be that for one another.
Right.
Y'all, not a hand out. I said right. A hand up. So if you're on that level with each other right now, you know, focus on trying to be an assistance to your brother, to your sister.
Right.
Because even if they don't tell you, they really need it.
But
even
I think,
if they
I
never
think
tell
also
you,
that it's a
they
lot
need
of Sambo
it.
Spirits. And it's a lot of stuff that's
minutes.
Coming out to where they it's they so far separated into that stuff that they don't even know how to go back in the community and be a part of it because they trained and conditioned themselves to look at each other as if we're not the resource for each other.
And that's
it's
what
the
we're
thinking.
Talking about. And
it's
that's
definitely
what we're
the
talking
thinking.
About. Yeah. And that's what we're talking about. Sometimes
right.
you have to retrain yourselves and retrain your mind in order to be the benefit that you need to be for your people and your community and your kids, your legacy, your life, everything. All of that. You know, what is your part?
Right.
Because your part is way bigger than what you're making it seem like. And that's why I feel like everybody is on a fail right now. And everybody is at the lowest level of understanding is because the people in your around you and your path, your
right.
family, whoever that was supposed to be instilling and putting things into you. And that's why I think our kids aren't getting it. Our kids are at the lowest level of reading and comprehension. I was just looking to one of the sisters that put something up online that's here. But she was talking about Champaign Unit for the school district and the reading comprehension level of our students in our schools.
Right.
Here.
Right.
Y'all. If that don't even make y'all think of it, if you had to see this on a billboard or in front of your school every day, in front of like the billboards outside, we need to talk about that to the principals. At what level reading standard is that child reading? At what level are these standards that we implement for our students at on the billboard in front of the school?
Right.
Every time that you pulled up, you learned that 1% or 2% of the kids in the building know how to read and comprehend. Wouldn't it make you mad?
That's why they get so
I'm
mad.
I'm talking about, but wouldn't it make you
Absolutely.
Mad as a parent?
I mean.
So as a parent is
like
all I'm saying. As a
so
parent.
You're saying that starts at home.
That I'm
so
just saying as
have
a parent.
To be a parent that had that
no,
taught
that's not,
to you.
I'm just saying as a parent, y'all, I would pay attention to my school and what was going on. As a parent, y'all, you sending your kids to these schools every day, 5 days a week. There's no missing. As a parent, y'all, you should be wanting to get active and understand that my kids are not succeeding at the best level. And why aren't they succeeding at the best level? Because now you're talking about home. If that makes any sense, if you can correlate. Okay, my kids are learning different things from the house. What are they learning? They're not learning how to read. So I'm expecting the teacher, once they get to school, to learn, teach them how to read.
Right.
Now, your teacher can only go so far.
Yeah, but like I said, when the wool got pulled from over our eyes and we got to see the truth, we saw a whole lot of dysfunction that we all grew up with. We didn't have parents that promoted reading books. Not everybody. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have nobody to really help with math because mom or daddy probably couldn't even do no damn math. Excuse me. But it's more how, you know, the upbringing you have. So
that's not what I'm saying.
If, like I said, there's no way education could ever be in the forefront besides if you're forced. Because remember, the truant officer used to have to come get you and things
used
like that.
To.
Well, however that was. Mm-hmm. But you were forced to go to school. And then if you act up in school back then, you used to get a little discipline. They'd have showed up to the school so you'd have tightened up and finished that day with a better spirit, at least what these teachers not finna call. That responsibility, that accountability has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about those parents that probably when they did have children, they least the ones who really loved and really thought about the future, they prepared by certain steps that would need to be implemented to their child.
All right. So we got 1 minute left in the studio. Everybody, goodbye. I wish y'all have a great day. Thanks for participating with us in this conversation today. We'll be back next week. But why don't y'all take y'all kids to the library tonight?
Family time.